Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. 55 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 55 already in Oshkosh. Clear skies. It is beautiful out there. And let me tell you something. It is a beautiful time to talk to the folks at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you order today from Pella, you'll get zero interest for up to 60 months. Now, you only have until May 10th for this incredible deal. Jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envision them. Doesn't matter if you have a 120-year-old house like Jim or if it's a brand new house, they will find window frames that will fit. True new, that. Classic, mid-century, modern, or historic.
They do. They got them all.
They got them all. They can let you see exactly what it's going to look like virtually before they put them in. But once again, lots of options, zero interest, free financing up to 6 months, 60 months, I'm sorry, if you order by May 10th. Certain restrictions apply. Set up your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
And it is cool. They do come over and they give you the options and walk around your house. And it's just, yeah, that's great customer service. I love companies like that. And a unique company selling windows and doors, but nothing as unique as our next guest.
That's right.
Boy.
From the Green Bay UFO Museum Gift Shop and Records, Pierre Jacques is joining us. Hello, Pierre.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, John and Jim.
Pierre, I know you said you're not a morning person, so we appreciate you coming in.
Uh-huh.
You don't look like you're a morning person.
No.
All right. So you are an entrepreneur and you opened a, I just love the eclectic, the different types of businesses we have in Green Bay. And you were at the exclusive company for a number of years and you went off on your own with the Green Bay UF Museum and Gift Shop. Tell me about your business.
We're a gift shop for the UFO Museum here in Green Bay.
Why does Green Bay have a UFO museum? Of all the places in the world, why Green Bay?
We don't.
Okay.
We have a gift shop for a UFO museum.
Okay. Oh, I got you.
We just sell the tchotchkes.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. So the name is attractive. That gets people in your store?
It is. Lots of good Google hits, lots of confused tourists coming looking for the UFO museum, and they all have money in their pockets.
Right. I get it. I get the marketing thing. So what do you all have? What are the gifts that you offer there?
We have like a pretty wide assortment of little plastic guys, but we mostly sell records. You know, that's like 12-inch vinyl things.
We remember those.
I mean, I know they're from your time, but yeah. I also know that as you age, your memory goes.
Oh, wow.
So thank you.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
Exactly. Did Todd write your script for you
right.
today?
Or your brother?
Yeah. Or your brother. So we talk a lot about collectible records, and vinyl has made quite the comeback. Is it more for people, and I guess I don't have a good enough trained ear for, you know, listening to something off of vinyl versus, you know, other forms of listening to it. Is it more for the nostalgia that people are back into vinyl or because of the sound and quality of the actual music?
It sounds better. It's a different experience of having to like tactilely put the record on the turntable and like you can hear every little bit of dust and, you know, exactly. And people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of Alexa, right, shooting out, yelling out something. But they like the jacket covers too, right? Or the album covers, I should say.
Oh, yeah. And like, especially dealing with physical media in this time period, the large cover art is kind of like a value add for people. It makes them feel like they have purchased an object, not just paid some money to listen to some music.
Yeah. We did a thing a couple of weeks ago where we talked about this, about the best album covers of all time. And though there's some great artwork and artistry that went into these covers, which people say, you know, it's like buying a bottle of wine sometimes. You buy the coolest bottle or whatever. But people used to love to collect cool artwork for the albums, didn't they?
They did. And people still do. Yikes.
I think you just broke something. Do you get requests for certain ones?
We get all kinds of requests for stuff that we try and fill, but we're kind of constrained by what's available in print right now.
Right. What are some of the most popular ones?
We've been selling a lot of the new Taylor Swift.
You don't seem like a Taylor Swift guy.
You don't. But you know what? Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I think that's what's driving them.
I mean, a dollar is a dollar.
You are a capitalist.
Exactly. Money.
But that's the thing. We don't just sell records that we like.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. But again, capitalism.
Yeah.
But we do sell a lot of things that we do like. We've been selling a lot of Matty Day, a local guy who made a pretty great concept album here recently.
From Green Bay?
From Green Bay. You might know him from the Muddy Udders.
I've heard of them.
The Liver Killers, perhaps.
It's the name of my autobiography.
He's a local guy.
That's what he was diagnosed with.
Is this the kind of thing, though, Pierre, that it's something you've just enjoyed? I mean, you used to work for the exclusive company and everything. And if you just decided how... It's almost like we had Ed the Diver in here. It's something that started as a hobby and just something he enjoys. And it's a career. Is this the kind of thing where you were just a guy that liked to go to these kinds of shops and collect stuff? And it's like, hey, can I make money doing this? Is it one of those kind of things?
Yeah, I just wanted to get paid for being weird.
Okay. How's that working out?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid here, but yeah. I mean, liberty. Hey, are you with the music? And we love the local artists, and we think there's a lot of talent that's not noticed as much as it should be. Are you participating in this whole, are you in the whammy?
I am not, but my employee, Tom, who ran the exclusive company, will be presenting.
All right, Johnny and I are going to that. That's the 19th, so at Epic.
It should be a good show.
I think it's going
to
be great.
Local musicians around here, people are really starting to take notice at the talent in Northeast Wisconsin, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so the whammies to recognize them and the different venues and everything. And even like we have Dennis Peters from the Glam Band on Fridays. We bring in local groups. And it's just there's almost like been a new rebirth of young talent in the Green Bay area, which I think is really – we had one young man in here. Was he 16, 15 or 16 and everything? It's like you know, everybody talks about Green Bay Packers and title thing. There's a music scene that is really, I think, burgeoning in this area, wouldn't you say?
I think we're rebuilding our music scene. Green Bay historically has had lots of great music and lots of great sort of touring and out-of-town acts that would come through to places like the Concert Cafe or Rock and Roll High School. And people remember that, and some of them don't remember it. They remember the idea of it, and they hear older people talking about it, and they want that. They want a show to go to a couple nights a week. So we're building back towards that.
And I think what's good about Green Bay is we there's more venues to do that, right? The Tarleton is a smaller place, and, you know, besides just the whole bar scene, but then you can upgrade, you know, maybe to the Meyer and then the Widener and then the Rush. But there's just... We have to give them the venues to promote their music.
Absolutely. Not that I think the Widener or the Meyer necessarily wants all of the music that we do.
They're capitalists too, though.
Exactly.
Although Annie was there last night.
But you know what's funny, though, is when I did research one time for one of the books I wrote with veterans, and I went to the Brown County Library and went through the old microfilm of the old newspapers, okay, about what was going on in town. And there had to be at least 25 to 30, like, for this weekend, live performance by some. It's like, that was part of the scene in Green Bay at one time. If you ran a club or something, you had live music. I mean, it was like incredible how many options you'd have in one night in Green Bay. So that's something that was a fabric of this society for a long time, the music scene.
Oh, yeah. And that's what we're trying to get back to, is having music for everybody.
Exactly.
I want there to be more shows than I can go to.
Yeah.
because that means that people who like other things than me are still having a nice time.
Right. That's great. I mean, I think we need to do that. I think sometimes if you get to be too narrowed in your offerings, you get too narrowed of a society. And someone like you who maybe wouldn't go to the same show I would, it's just great that they're both there the same night.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty wide. We don't want to be super narrow.
So if somebody said, hey, what's the UFO Museum and gift shop and records? I want to go there and just kind of like, you know, walk through and see what they've got. Tell people the eclectic collection of things you have.
When you walk in, you'll be greeted by, I guess, like a 3.5-4 foot tall Alf. Do you guys remember Alf?
Of course.
Yes, we do. It's fading, but we remember. He's the guy who's never getting old, John. I know.
Yes.
But besides that, just stuff that will make you remember, like, roughly the late 70s through the mid 90s.
Okay, awesome. Did you have a specific era in mind when you started this shop? I mean, as you know, sometimes there used to be the 60s or the 50s, or did you have like one specific era?
No, I mean, we're kind of just aiming for the era that people who are still alive and spending money remember. But also to sort of introduce some of those things to a younger generation that maybe don't know about Alf.
Okay.
That's cool. And that stuff had an impact on us, though. It can have an impact on another generation as well. And I think that connection.
Absolutely. It screwed us up, so we should share it with them.
Hey, let me ask you this. I remember a few years ago I did a story on, when I was doing some TV stories, some people were doing a big documentary on punk rock in Green Bay in the origin.
Green Blah.
Did that ever happen? Okay, it's out there? It's done?
It is not done.
Oh.
It is getting close.
Okay.
It was a little hiatus for a while, I think, and some funding issues, but it's coming soon.
Oh, let us know.
That's cool.
Because I dealt with those guys and everything, and Rev Norv was part of it and the whole bunch. Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I got to stop in here. Pierre Jacques, Green Bay UFO Museum and Gift Shop. Where are you?
2248 University Avenue, right next to the Taco Bell, underneath the Diet Weed store.
Okay, there you go.
Johnny.
Yes, okay, Ben there. And Dan and Mal, Carl Majority, that's back after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. We got Ben and Deanna Malcor coming up a little bit from Bay Area Realty. Terry Barr, a slice of Wisconsin. Andy McNamara and Bob Minter from Code Zero Radio, which is going to be fun. Something that Todd has come up with. Right, Todd?
Excellent. Talk about local music.
Yeah.
These guys are totally into it. And they podcast and they do all sorts of stuff. And they bring in local musicians to talk about what's going on.
That's what we like to do.
Absolutely. And they actually like what you guys are doing on Friday mornings, so we kind of hooked up for this. So
fantastic. We have Dennis to thank for that.
Yes, and Pierre's trying to support that.
I think I love those kind of little shops. I want to stop in there. I always want to run a shop like that just because of the cool, interesting things people might bring in.
Right. It sounds
and
like
that's why I said
lot
I want to get that job at St. Vincent de Paul, where I see the stuff first.
You just want to go
buy it
through the code. Yeah. So this Pierre guy, that was an interesting
interview.
By the way,
tomorrow
you did a good job.
Is it tomorrow we're going to Wild Goose?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, tomorrow, yeah,
tomorrow
in Appleton.
Correct.
It's a t-shirt shop that a good friend of mine started up.
Right.
And
her son,
and I actually went around to the St. Vincent de Paul's and Goodwill's and bought some t-shirts to give to her that they were going to, and for some reason they didn't find their way in the rack. I don't know. I didn't find cool enough
maybe
stuff.
Maybe they were like, maybe they took them because they were so good, like you're going to do it same thing.
Yeah, maybe just keep them for themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
You know what you could try? Some of those mayor vests. If you got like 50 of those laying around, that could be big, Jim.
Kids are big into sweater vests.
With the mayor's logo
some
on
have, absolutely.
Some have mayor on it.
Uh-huh.
They do. I got
which is
some
cool
of them. I don't, but not wearing.
You're dang right. Yep.
So, Pierre, that's an interesting store that he's got, and he's really focuses on music, but then has some UFO stuff. When they had that big record day, Todd, did you hear him say that? That and everybody opened up at 8 o'clock and some people lined up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We said, what time did you get up? You know, is that a big day for you? He goes, we opened at noon.
We're not morning people.
We're not morning people. I'm like, oh, kind of hard telling after. I'm glad he, I don't know if he stayed up all night to come here, but that's glad he was here. Yeah, great interview.
He brought something in, though, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the air.
Talk about it.
It was the 150th birthday celebration of Green Bay.
Yes.
That was a video on VHS.
VHS.
So I'm not sure where you find one of those. But on the back, there's a picture of a very young Jim Schmidt.
Yes. And young and thin.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Green
thank
Bay.
You, John. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So we will post that on our Facebook page later today.
I have a case of those in the house, too, somewhere. So, right next to the vest.
Everybody's got cases. Anyway. You know, you can take those over to Camera Corner, and they'll dub them for you onto whatever format you want. Because they even have the old 3/4 inch. That's what we used to use in TV years ago. And they've got the last deck maybe in the state of Wisconsin where you can dub 3/4 inch videotape, VHS, anything you've got, they'll put it on whatever format you want. You can get all your stuff put on one little thumb drive.
Then I'll lose it. You know, I would. That retirement party.
Did you find your phone this morning yet?
Not yet. Okay. I'm going to look at it next break. it's I think it's in the car. I don't know.
Do you want me to call it?
No, don't. Besides, probably on silence anyway.
All right.
So anyway. That was...
You know what we got to do? We have to have Ed bring his metal detector here to go through his briefcase. Just to go through your briefcase to try to find your phone. Yes.
Do you see that guy running past our window? He's been by like 4 times. He's sprinting back and forth. So he must be training for something. Yeah.
I did not.
He will be.
Who was it that was telling us that's the best way to exercise?
Well.
Who was? Who do we have on?
Yeah.
And Mark? It wasn't Mark Houston. Who was it?
Yeah.
Who was it?
But they were talking about interval running, right?
Yeah.
Like you jog a little bit and then you sprint like for a minute or 2 minutes.
Instead of the long-term.
Right.
Yeah.
At the 8-minute mile, 9-minute mile.
I'm going to start doing that.
There you go.
What?
Okay. But you got a lot going on, Johnny. Scuba diving, sprinting. Yeah. That's
a big summer. It's going to be a big summer. I'm telling you. No, it's going to be great. Yeah.
Just leave the big out of it.
What's your goals for this summer? You got to have some goals for this summer.
I'm going to bike more.
You're going to bike?
I'm going to start bringing my bike to work. I'm not because I hate the parking. I got to pay for parking every day. And it's not a lot, but it's annoying. Like, I don't know, $10 a week in quarters. So I want to stop that. And I'm just going to bring my bike.
Okay.
I could be down here in what, 6 minutes, 7 minutes.
So yeah.
I'm going to start doing that. June 1st.
Okay.
So that will be a start, and then I have to bike home.
Okay.
So that'd be a little way to start my day.
I still want to do that. I still want to do that thing we're talking about with Brittany, where her group starts in Wausau, comes this way, and we start here and meet them halfway, meet them in like Suamico.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good time.
Howard.
Suamico.
Howard.
Where does that trail start? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Mountain Bay?
Mountain Bay Trail. Where does it start?
Howard.
Does anybody know? But is there like a parking lot? You can leave your car there, and then you... How much do bike racks cost to put on the back of your car? I need one of those.
Yeah, I got...
How much do they cost? A lot?
Yeah, the good ones do. But you can put like, 4 or 6 bikes on the rack I got. Do you have a trailer hitch on your car?
I don't think so.
You need that. You need that.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, no, I'm talking about the fact that he doesn't know if he has a trailer hitch on his car.
Well, I bought it used. You know, I mean, I've got $215,000.
Then how would you know?
Well, that's
just
what
go around, walk to the back of the car and look. Anyway, there's different types of bike racks.
I will look today, Jim.
There's different types of bike racks.
I don't think I do.
Okay. So right. I don't know what's a cheap one?
I could just get a cheap one.
We'll just throw it in the trunk.
Something like a Walmart or a Costco or something where you could. See, it wouldn't fit in the back of my thing. I need something to transport because I want to go to Door County. I want to go all over the state. I'm going all over the state.
I think they go on top of your car, right? And then you just
I don't like those ones on top of the car.
Oh,
I could see me screwing that up and it goes flying off.
And you know, it's going like to a hotel and not looking at the clearance.
Yeah, absolutely. I could see me doing that.
Me too.
No question.
I don't know.
Going through a car wash or something.
Parking in the garage.
Parking in the garage here. Take it out.
Your car doesn't even fit now, much less a bike on top. Yo, that's a good point. You know what? I don't know.
All right.
But it's cool, the ones that go in the trailer hitch, because you can take it and it comes down and you put the bikes in and you put it up and they're all there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just need a cheap one. Just put it in the back of your car.
It won't fit in the back
of
my car.
It will.
I don't think it will.
Yes, it will. Put the seats down. Put the tire. Turn the tire.
You could mess up the tire by doing that. You could mess up a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, Jim, I know these things. I know these things. You don't know these things.
What do you need a bike rack for?
Because I'm traveling around the state this
year. Take your bike.
What? I'm okay, if I go to Wausau to go up Rib Mountain, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
If I go up, what? What?
Okay, you're going to bike up Rib Mountain.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
This is all good.
That's July. I've got that settled. I've got the pencil in July.
Okay.
I'm going to that place up in Keweenaw, Michigan, where you go right through that mine.
Oh, yeah, that's that will be cool.
I'm doing that.
You get a light. Yeah, get a light.
You got a headlamp type thing? I'm doing that.
That'd be a good ride.
Yep. Oh, we got a text here. John, go past the Duck Creek VFW, take a left, then a right, and you'll come to the start of the trail. It's right past the quarry. Okay.
You know what? We were just there. Yeah. Not just there. We were there. That's by Rivers Bend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's where
we're going to
start.
I never knew that.
And then we're going to bike. We're going to meet Brittany. She's starting the same time.
We're going to Shawano.
She's starting the same time in Wausau.
Yeah.
And we're going to start at the head of the trail here by the VFW.
Yeah.
And we're going to meet. So we told Brittany Swamico.
Yeah.
She's biking a little faster than we. Maybe we'll meet her. We have to figure that out. Then we're going to have lunch. And it's
how many miles? When you haven't biked in a few years, okay? Like I haven't biked in a few years. How many miles a day do you think you could do? Because, you know, I get that chafing on my thighs.
Oh, God, yes. Okay, this is what you got to
figure out. I need a gel seat, too. I got to get a gel seat.
Yeah, get a good seat. Yeah, I agree with that.
Or you can get the shorts with the gel seat.
That's what I mean.
Oh,
I need
those
that. But I'd have to wear those around for a few days to get comfortable, so I'm going to have to wear them in here for a couple of days.
Change at 9. Just to, no, we ain't going
to
look at that.
No, just to get comfortable with them,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, you put them on at 9.
I'll put them on at 6. I'm coming down in them.
Oh, God.
I am. I'm becoming a biker. Now that I saw my heritage, the Mino family back
that
in the day.
That is kind of cool. That would motivate me.
I'm reliving my heritage.
That would motivate me.
And I'm wearing gel shorts. All day. I am.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to send a quick
about
break.
It.
Ben and Deanna Malcor joining us. Back after this.
You know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no...
Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a beautiful Wednesday morning here in downtown Green Bay. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, joining us. We always enjoy having you folks in the house.
Yeah,
pleasure
like
to be here.
Yeah.
And you guys got something real specific you want to talk about for people that are thinking about selling their house.
We do.
I'm going to throw a number out. I'm going to throw some stats up first. Right. We're going to talk home staging. Homes that were not staged spent an average of 184 days on market. Those that were staged spent or sold in 23 days.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's the data. Crazy. Yeah.
What year is that?
That is worth
that's
it.
That's 2021.
Wow.
That is worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I could also reference the source if you'd like.
No, that's all right. But I believe you.
The thing is, there's a difference between
Ben
Melcor.
Melcor
Research Center.
There's a
There's a difference, though, between staging and the sellers just keeping their stuff in there, isn't there?
There is.
There really is. And there's a huge difference between staging and decorating, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, staging I kind of think of as just one more marketing piece that we do. And so it's really set for the buyers and how they see and relate to the space versus how you actually use the space.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we, you know, it runs the gamut.
Because people just get comfortable with what they're just comfortable with.
Well,
and
people come into their house and, oh, this is beautiful, but it really isn't to everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You've got to be very tactful as realtors to say, you know what? I know you love that, but
yeah,
we got to move it out and
correct.
Yep. You know, honestly, even when a house is beautifully decorated, a lot of times there's just too much stuff,
right?
Because they have it for them, and maybe they have a lot of kids, or they have it set all around a big TV, which is great. But if there's also a beautiful fireplace in that room, we want to kind of rearrange things so we make the fireplace the focal point versus the TV. So,
and because of living there, they just don't see that, and they're
they don't.
So you've got to be very tactful. But I mean, when we go to Ben's research and say, look, you know, 23 days versus 184, I would listen to you.
Yeah, I would listen.
Now, who's the person to, is it you or you, that would, if you guys looked at a place and then you guys get in the car and you have your real discussion about a place, Who's one that decides what needs to be done?
I play the bad guy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Okay. She does.
Yeah, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, I make the pitch and talk about the staging and the benefits of, but to be honest with you, when it comes to the decorating component, Deanna, she's the gal. Yeah. She's
well,
the gal.
I have the background in it a little bit in that my background's in photography. So it's easy to explain to the sellers, stand right here and look at what this looks like, because this is where the picture is going to be taken from. All we can see is the back of the furniture. We can't see anything else. We need to turn this around a little bit. I know it's not maybe usable for what you use this room for, but it showcases, you know, a focal point. There's a good walkthrough then from the other room. So we use it for a lot of different, different techniques. Use a lot of different techniques.
And on the exterior, because sometimes, you know, that, and do you, some advice on that? I just know that this weekend is, you know, it's Mother's Day, obviously, but that festival has their big plant sale that this is just our tradition now. But it's really amazing what a day's work can do to a house. With the flowers. And I just, do you give some advice on that too as well?
Well, yeah. You know, Ben always says, you know, the exterior is one of the most important rooms that I'm going to say rooms to stage, because it really is that's that first appearance. That's where the buyers, they decide whether they're going to even date you. You know, they're going to just try it out. So if
curb appeal, right?
Curb appeal is huge, probably one of the most important things. And I think we mentioned it before. Before you go into the house, you're usually waiting there or you're talking to your agent. Sometimes you're meeting your agent for the first time.
Or you did a drive by first.
Right. You did a drive by first.
Yeah. I always encourage people to do, to be honest with you.
Yep. Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, you get to know your clients.
And
you're like, okay, well, have you driven by that house?
Exactly.
Because I know you're not going
to
like
it. You hate to say it, but one of the most frustrating things is the neighbors at times.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
It could be anything. Yeah. I mean, honestly. So, yeah, you know, we've done things from suggesting painting the front door or maybe getting new lights because they're really old or the paint has come off of them.
And it's not that expensive. Mm-mm. You know, we do flower boxes in the summer. And they're painted because you got to water them all the time. But it's still... It's just the house looks better.
A nice doormat. Welcome him there. Yeah.
And like you said, lighting is not that expensive to go and buy a new cover.
Lighting is huge. I know you're probably going to say this.
I love lighting.
That is one of the most simple things to fix in your house. Right. And it makes the biggest difference is if you've got outdated lighting in your house, head to Menards. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Right. You get a new fixture. That room looks entirely different.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm sure you suggest, but when people, even if they're coming over, but if they're, especially if you're staging your house, is to really spend some time cleaning your lights. I mean, you know what I mean? Like exterior too, because you know, those spiders, they're crazy in Green Bay. You know, you have to really get in there and scrub them, but the exterior lights then on the post, if you have those, they look super nice.
And honestly, when we talk lighting, if you do nothing else, please, please do this. Make sure all your light bulbs are either all soft white or all bright white, but not a combination of both of them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure they work.
Well,
that's what I, burned out lights. Yeah. It's like, what else doesn't work?
Yeah.
When we stage, we have a whole bin of light bulbs because I can't tell you how many times we go in and there'll be one light out. So usually we'll just switch all of them because sometimes we like soft white.
Do they even sell non-LED light bulbs anymore?
Oh, boy.
They're hard to find.
They're hard to come by.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
We usually just swap all of them out for whatever we have so they all match anyway. So.
And the highest priority rooms, usually, those are the ones that we stage. Yeah. Living room, kitchen, and primary bedroom.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the big three.
As well as the exterior.
Who
does your staging? Do you do it yourself?
We do it.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
I
paid a lot of money, to be honest with you, too.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive. It's part of our marketing package.
That's awesome.
It's no cost to the sellers. It's usually...
There's a huge savings.
Huge.
Thousands.
Yes. Yep. And the nice thing is we've got it. So maybe you've got this home that just needs a little bit of zhushing, needs some color. You don't have to go buy, throw pillows and blankets that they're never going to use again. We just bring some with us.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's nice.
Who does your pictures?
I used to do them. Now we...
Yeah, we just don't have the time to do it, you know, between the staging and all those other things that we do. So at the moment, the company that we use is called Badger Skytography. So they have their drone pilot license. They do the professional photography. They even do the Matterport, which I know that we touched on a little bit.
That's 3D, Jim. It's really something. Oh. Put the camera in the middle of the room, basically, and just goes around. It's nice. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whereas Benadiana Malcor, Bay Area Realty, doesn't that bug you though sometimes when you look at a listing and you can tell the agent just took his phone and took some shots and there's like dish rag hanging on the sink type. Doesn't that just almost like bug you?
Yeah. Oh. The worst is when you can see the agent in the mirror.
Yes! Yes!
Done that. I think there's a web page dedicated to that.
Oh, I know.
That.
Yeah. I think that's funny too.
Yeah.
But countertops that are cluttered, it's like,
You know, less is more. And that's honestly for homes that are beautifully decorated. Sometimes it's just that is going in and having them remove half of the items on their bookcase or on their counters or in their bathroom. It could be really nice stuff. It's just too much.
And then what about family pictures? I've heard both ways about family pictures. What are your feelings on those?
Yeah, it's important to depersonalize at least a little bit. Okay. I mean, and that's where we're there. I mean, we're in very much a consultative mode when we meet with our sellers. We talk about the things that should come off the wall. We talk about decluttering. We talk about all of those things like the family pictures and some depersonalization. If there's a lot of religious relics, so to speak, and I know that's a delicate conversation,
right?
But people have varying views, and you want to be as neutral as possible.
Yeah.
Ideally, and I'm sorry, Jim, but political signs in the yard.
Yeah.
No to that, please.
The picture with Obama or Trump is not a good idea. Yes. Yes. I got both of them though. So.
Yeah. I love it. Gun cases is another one.
People have strong feelings.
Yeah.
I'm surprised when I've shown houses and somebody's guns will still be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that like
it is. Very old school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
At least have them hidden or down in a safe in the basement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you guys talk staging, though, with people, do they ever say to themselves, or do they ever say, wait, this is my house. I know what looks good. Who are you to walk in right now? I mean, because sometimes they're a little defensive, aren't they?
They can be. I'll be honest. Most of them are pretty open.
Open? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, a lot of times we stage a lot of really they're already moved out, which that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Because then they're not there. All of their stuff is gone. But they're pretty open, because we kind of explain. It's a marketing technique. It has nothing to do with what you have here already. But it's laying it out
like Ben said, though, John, Ben Melchor got here. It was like the 23 days or 184 days.
I know. You're right.
Ben sells for more. I don't know what the stat is. Ben may have that. But
what's that?
It sells for more?
Yes.
It does sell for more. Excuse me.
Okay,
let me go through my papers.
Back to Ben's research.
Let me find the paper I wrote on this.
On the way over.
I know. Yes. I'm gonna throw like 8% more.
Really?
That's
8%? Significant.
I don't know.
Think about that on a $200,000-$300,000 home. That's significant money. So
absolutely.
That's awesome.
I've got a number on it.
Oh, you do?
I've got some stats on that. All right. Yeah. A 2021 report found that 85% of staged homes sold for anywhere between 5% to 23% over the listing price.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
So my daughter is selling her house right now in Madison.
Right.
Okay. I told you that about the thing that somebody withdrew at the last second type thing. Okay. So now she had an offer, but a contingency on their home sale.
Sure.
Would you accept that these days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Especially if you don't have any other competing offers. We're starting to see more home sale contingencies come in. We're starting to see, inspections come back. Those are all, they're kind of coming around again. And I think it's a good thing I do. I know it's unnerving for the sellers, but it's a good thing that our market is getting
back to that.
There
was a little of that panic buying. And you make mistakes when you panic.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay, too. I mean, I'm kind of glad. Look, it's still expensive.
Yeah.
It's still expensive, especially if you look at last year, 2 years ago pricing compared to this year. It's still expensive. But, I mean, you want the buyer to be happy.
Yeah.
You know?
You want all parties
all
to be
parties.
Happy.
All parties. I mean, yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Exactly. And you don't, nobody wants to, not that they're overspending, but nobody wants to overspend on a home. And a lot of us are in that situation where you have to sell to buy. We just don't have the money sitting around, and bridge loans aren't really out there like they used to be. And a lot of lenders can get really creative and help you. But there is a point where you just have to sell your house first.
And when it comes to younger people buying houses, you sure don't want them to go all in and then have something bad happen, like a furnace or a roof or something that costs you $30,000.
Yeah.
Last week, I remember, I wanted to ask, what do you think of home warranties versus inspections?
Yeah. You know, you get mixed reviews. It's one of those things where if you don't use it, you're disappointed that you spent the money to get it. But if it comes into play, like I had a client, she wanted to do a home warranty. Great, let's do it. Inevitably, the air conditioner broke down. The furnace kind of went to pot. I mean, she was just doing the happy dance that she got the home warranty.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is one of those things, and I'll say it can be a negotiation factor. So let's say, for example, that the buyer wants to waive the home inspection, but then they want a home warranty. So they want that peace of mind in the home warranty because they waived the home inspection to get an accepted offer in a competing market.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, and you also, home warranties are great even if you have an inspection.
Sure.
Because you know what? It never fails that first year you moved into a house, you don't have a lot of spending money left because you spent it on the house. Something's going to go down.
Right.
Something's going to break down, and now you've got that warranty.
It's insurance. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. And it's not that expensive.
It's peace of mind.
It's nice when it's
there. But if you need it, it's great.
Nice when it's there. Yeah. For sure.
Well, that's great, you guys. I mean, all this advice you give to people selling or buying, I think that's... You know, these people that try this FSBO, and I reference that article again I read this morning, is that, you know, you want to sell your own home? Here's 111 things you should do.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
and that's put out by Realtor.com.
Right.
And, you know, I was reading through some of the things, and it's like, wow, that is true. Realtors do, they do that.
The scenes.
I mean, to hook up with you guys, whether you're selling your house now or just to, I think it's good to know a good realtor.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, whether you're going to sell or not. And I think you guys, as I told you, I think you're... really nice people, you're Green Bay people, you're downtown people, and you love the community, and you grew up here. And, you know, I think I would, you know, I'm not going to sell my house because I love it, but if I would, I would call you.
Oh, great.
We appreciate that.
We'll get you on our mailing list.
Can you guys stick around for this break?
You can do that.
Absolutely.
Some more stuff I want to talk to you guys about.
Thanks so much.
We're heading into such an important time of the year
for
house selling. Back with more Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, right after this.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror, and a beautiful Wednesday morning out there. 55 in Green Bay, 54 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. And of course, we're on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and the Civic Media app. We're being joined by Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, located just up the street here over the bridge on the corner of Broadway and Walmart. You got Walmart. Walnut.
Walnut.
You guys pretty much own that block, don't you?
It's
a cool building.
Yeah. It is.
Between
it's
us
awesome.
And our parking lot. And we've got that great, they did that beautiful mural on, is it?
I know.
Yeah. Right behind you. Bo Thomas.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bo Thomas.
That is incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you got to walk around Green Bay. You know, that's what I've been doing. Just notice all the great artwork on some of the buildings
it's
around here.
It's fun to watch people come and take pictures.
Yeah.
So it's not on our building, but it's our parking lot. So it's really fun. You get to see people come in and line up their families or their business or whatever and take photos.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've given Bo Thomas a couple awards. Young kid. You know,
young kid.
He's
great
30 years
kid.
Old. And yeah, he's, I sure enjoy him. He went to
his grandma used to work for you, right?
His grandma Audrey used to work for me.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
I've known the whole family over the years. Yeah. So it's great to see him doing great things.
Talent. Hey, talk about talent. I just want to bring up one thing. Your son.
Yeah, Alex.
Chef.
Yes.
At one of the coolest restaurants in Northeast Wisconsin.
Blue.
Yeah.
Blue.
How did he get to be, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking Denny's here. We're talking one of the coolest restaurants in Northeast Wisconsin.
Right. Well, I'll say this about Alex, and he'll be extremely embarrassed that we're talking about this on the radio.
He's still sleeping.
He's not listening.
Yeah, but Alex, you know, ever since he was a little kid, he loved watching the Food Network, cooking shows, whatnot. He's always had a passion for food. He kind of got started at Kroll's East. He got started at Title Town.
Yep.
Then the opportunity came up over at Blue. And I mean, he just literally blossomed.
It's an amazing place.
I used to live within walking distance of it.
Oh, that would be trouble.
Go there all the time. I love their ceiling with all the doors.
Yeah. All the doors up there.
Have you been there, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place.
And kudos to you as parents to allow him. Some parents would be like, you can cook at home. Go
but, you
be
know, it's one of those
things. We had a daughter that got into writing. It's like, really, writing? But I mean, she's made it, but it takes, we just supported that. We're like, look, you know, we love you. We're going to do whatever you want to do. But that was nice of you to do that, because I know he's very happy over there. And that is like Johnny said, that's one of the best restaurants in Brown County.
Oh,
well, you know, don't you all wish we made a job out of our passion right away?
That's the goal.
And that's what we told him. Find what you love doing and make it work for you.
And there's room for good people at the top. You know, you can make money. I'll never make money at this. Yeah, you will. I mean, you just got to be the best.
I really wish there was a second life. Like, okay, I'm done with this one. Because I would do one of three things. I'd go to that apprenticeship for a carpenter, and a welder, and a truck driver. And those are the three things I would love to try to do.
Yeah. I'm with you on the welding.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a fascination with it.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Love welding.
Yeah. But you got to know math, so.
You always say that.
I thought you were going to say you're going to be a bicyclist.
Well, that would be my spare time.
Scuba diving.
Okay.
Sure. He's like scuba diving.
Did you guys ever that cartoon? You know, I've talked about this, but that turtle, and the turtle always wanted to be something. He's go to the Mr. Wizard. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a truck driver. I want to be a scuba diver. And then the wizard would say, okay. And then he would go that, and he would do that for half the show, and then he would totally get himself just in a. Just a bundle. And then he did, Mr. Wizard. And then the wizard would say, Dressel, Drassel, Drassel, Drone. Time for this one to come home. And he'd bring it back. And that was on every Saturday. Every Saturday. And that reminds me of John Mino.
Yeah. Well,
they should have called it the Mino Show.
You are now the wizard. And I think you guys should
and I'm the turtle?
Every show like that.
I'm the turtle.
He's the turtle.
What just came out of his mouth? Drizzle, drazzle. What in the hell was that?
That was the most popular cartoon when I was a kid.
Oh.
I watched it all the time.
Say that again.
Well, that was the Mr.
Just
Wizard.
Say it.
The wizard would, the turtle would be like, Mr. Wizard. He'd be freaked out like he'd be in space, or he'd be driving the truck or scuba diving. And then the wizard would say, yo, Drizzle, Drazzle, Drazzle, Drone. Time for this one to come home.
Oh,
and
every
Saturday. Every Saturday.
I think that was before my time.
Me too.
No, I watched that every Saturday.
All
Mr. Wizard.
Why don't you just sit over there and be quiet? Hey, tell us about how you guys are expanding.
You know what? We have a new branch office opening up in Shawano. So we actually have our grand opening Friday. I can't believe it's already Friday.
Yeah.
They are at 109 South Main Street in Shawano. So if you're around on Friday, stop in for happy hour. We've got a ribbon cutting at 2:30, and then we are going to party until about 6.
There's a great brewery in Shawano.
They're going to be there. They're going to be there. They're bringing two of their beers down.
Because we're doing, did you hear about the bike thing we're doing?
Well, is this the one that you were? I could
just
hear like
work.
June 1st.
I heard the Mountain Bay Trail.
I'm not sure about the date yet.
Mr. Wizard. Okay, go ahead.
We got Brittany Merlot, who does our weather for the corporate out of Wausau. She's a big biker, and I'm a big biker. We're going to be big biker. And so we're gonna take the Bay Mountain Trail and meet her halfway.
Sure. Wow.
So she's going to drive her from Wausau, and we're going to meet her in Shawano.
Yep, okay.
And at first it was going to be Suamico, but no, we're going to leave
at the same time. So we're like, well, where should we meet? And John's like, Suamico. No, she's going to leave a couple hours later than we do. Yeah. And then we're going
to
meet.
We want to meet at that brewery in Shawano. It's supposed to be really great.
It's
but I've heard it's fantastic.
It's so good. Okay. I had lunch there the other day. It's so good. And it's so beautiful. It used to be an old vaudeville theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I like Shawano.
And we're going to stop in.
They've done amazing things.
And we're going to stop in at 109 South Main and say hi to your
absolutely.
So they're going to have two of their beers there. We're going to have some food from Primal Eats, which I think is
I know those guys. Well, Gillette. They're from Gillette in that area. I know them well.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're going to have some food. We've
the
got
the guy that
music.
Runs that used to be a big time chef. Did you know that?
No.
Good friend of mine.
Wow.
Tom Jonah.
Yeah. Well, I have to say the Primal Eats is one of our. It's kind of near and dear to us because the group of agents that joined us that we opened the Shawano office for. That's where we met them for the first time. So it's kind of got a special place in our hearts.
Love that
place. Yeah.
Love it.
There's the good Italian restaurant there. Shawano's a happening community.
Oh, the Luigi's.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
Luigi's. And it. It's growing. They got a good downtown director that downtown Shawano, whatever it's called, and they've got it going
is that
on
Lindsay?
There.
Yes. Yeah, she's
she's great.
They have a great downtown.
They do.
We
no
do
question.
Too. They do a lot
very
of events.
Yep.
They take those old buildings and make cool things out of them.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
So we're right. A lot of people know where the Stock Market is. That's right on the corner.
Right.
We are right next door to them.
Outstanding.
And live music too. So we've got
and that
Mike
of course
McGee.
Is the home of Sundrop.
Yes, we have the Sundrop beer.
Oh,
They've got a beer that is tastes just like Sun Drop.
Have you had Sun Drop and tequila and lime juice?
Oh no,
that sounds
it's
dangerous.
Been,
no. John's on his second one.
By the way, do you have any agents that need a sign guy? I was a great sign guy.
Oh.
Pick up signs and put
perhaps,
them up. I'm that
perhaps.
Guy.
I'll throw that
we'll,
out there.
We'll float it.
Throw
we'll
out your agents.
Idea.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Ben and Deanna Malachor, Bay Area Realty. We love having you guys in here. Located right
love
in the corner of Walnut and Broadway here in downtown Green Bay. Thanks for you do for downtown, too.
Yeah. You guys are
thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Love it.
Love
Our pleasure.
Having you in here.
Good
yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks. We're going to set a break. Terry Barr will be joining us. Back after this.
Brothers got to date to keep you coming around. Something happening and it's usually quite loud.